doing a great question. Besides the salmonella, I think a large one here is just we're doing a lot of research on fundamental materials properties. We can solidify molten metals without the buoyancy effects and build larger, more pure crystals during that process. Immediately. The other thing we're doing that cannot be done on Earth is get ready to go further. We're just in low Earth now, 400 kilometers above the surface. Someday there's going to be human footprints on Mars. That's about a two-year trip to go there and back again, and we have to keep the crew healthy, ready to do the work. And, great question. If we know that the space debris is out there and is a threat, we will do a little maneuver to change our orbit a little bit, to adjust us so we can avoid it. There is some debris that's a threat that we cannot see, and so the design of the space station has been designed to hopefully minimize the possibility of significant damage to the pressurized part of the space station. We had one time during my stay here when we learned of a significant piece of debris too late to do the maneuver. That made for some excitement as we had to close all of the hatches on the station and go to the Soyuz and hope for the best. Everything worked out. Over. Hey, Chris, the station is built for some protection, but not as much as one would wish. Our sleep quarters have a little more, have some special plastics that absorb some of the energy. At the altitude we're flying, we don't get into the worst of it. We get up here during a normal stay here, we get the equivalent of a few chest x-rays. Not a big deal. If the sun gets more active, or as it gets more active, we'll be watching that more closely, because the big solar events have the potential to throw big bursts of energy our way. Over. Solange, they produce about 75 kilowatts. That's a lot of energy for normal lights and computers, as well as the energy to run furnaces and equipment like that that take a great deal of energy. Over. Andreas, it has changed things. The space shuttle can bring a tremendous amount of cargo. So now we're, at the moment, dependent on the Russians for cargo as the Progress ship that launched yesterday coming our way. But in addition, the Europeans have the ATV cargo vehicle, which has made two trips. Two of those ships have come to the ISS, as well as a Japanese cargo ship has made two trips here. And there are several American companies that are close to having the capability to get cargo too. So we miss the shuttle, but we're finding ways to live without her. Over. Quentin, without a doubt, the most fascinating phenomenon has been the Aurora Borealis and the Aurora Australis. They were barely visible on my first two trips to space. I'm very excited at how active I've seen them, with beautiful green, red, and even some blue, which is quite rare to see from the Earth, and fascinating to see from here. Over. Marco, as long as we're talking technology and future, let's talk way in the future and great technology. I want a transporter. I would love to go home to spend a weekend with my family and then be able to come back up here and continue the mission. Over. And Jan, we're not able to really cook up here. Unfortunately, the pots and pans have no use for us. All of our food is either in a pouch ready to just heat up, or it's in a plastic pouch ready to add water and wait a little bit to eat it. It gets a little boring, but there's a lot of variety, and the food's actually quite good. Over. Well, Fiona, the number one thing we do is keep ourselves and our crewmates safe. We don't let the fire get between us and our Soyuz, because our Soyuz is our ride home, and then we try to put it out, because a fire here with nowhere to go and no ability to open the windows is a very dangerous thing. Over. I think think you get tired slower because you're really just floating around. So working and living up here in general is quite easy, and that's one of the reasons it's bad for your health. Because when life is that easy, your bones, your muscles, your heart, your whole cardiovascular system gets lazy too. Over. Hey Chris, we use Universal Time or Greenwich Mean Time. I go to bed about 10 p.m. 2200 and get up about 6 in the morning by Universal Time, our standard, and that's it. The whole day is scheduled very tightly for us. It's very long, very busy days, but we love it. Over. Hi, Solange. I think the most common noise is absolutely it's fans and pumps. Because without fans moving our air, we would develop oxygen deficient bubble around our head, where we would use up the oxygen and we would increase the level of carbon dioxide right around our heads. And so there's always fans blowing and you have that background noise all the time. One of the things I look forward to when I return home in just over 3 weeks is to go someplace where it's actually quiet. Over. Yes, indeed. The roots, even without gravity, because the roots are planted in a growth medium, like a jelly, as they begin to move, if they accidentally stick the point of the root out of the top of that growth media, they turn around. So the roots are kind of feeling their way to determine where is a good place to grow. And I think that's quite fascinating. So if there's light, they know to go away from the light. But with no light and just zero gravity, they're literally feeling their way down into the growth medium. Over. Clinton, we look out the window and enjoy beautiful passes over favorite places on Earth and favorite places that we want to visit and add to our favorite places list. Over. Good question, Marco. Well, we try to keep ourselves and our stuff clean. When clothes are too dirty,